this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, we're going to be talking about the four must-have qualities of leadership. This is episode 49. Thank you for listening.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so the topic today is the four must-have leadership qualities. That's the title of an article from Entrepreneur Magazine. It was written by Richard Trevino. He is an international leadership consultant, coach, and writer. And he outlines four leadership qualities, and I'm going to go over those, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my own thoughts as we go along the way. He says this: well-known, successful business people often share qualities that make them great leaders. That's the first line. True. There's nothing wrong with that. That's right. There's often a certain shot group or a certain pattern of things that we associate with good leadership. He goes on to say there's as few as seven, as many as 40 leadership traits to develop. The jury's out on how many leadership traits there are, and that he's even talking about traits tells me that he's a little bit off to begin with. So he's talking about these four essential qualities. How he identified four is kind of a mystery, but it's not that these four are wrong, but that he's talking about traits is part of the initial problem. So let me back up and tell you a story. So I was talking to a psychologist once, and we were just chatting, and I found out he's a psychologist. Oh, that's interesting. He finds out what I do. Oh, that's interesting. He says to me, that's interesting. Leadership, organizational leadership degree. So what, tell me with that background, what are what traits make a great leader? And I said, well, you're starting in the wrong place, because it's not about what traits. What you want to do if you want to be a good leader is simply care about your people, and then the other things flow naturally from that. But if you're just trying to say, well, he's bold and he's courageous and he's this and he's that, then you're looking at it all wrong, because you're just looking at the leader. You're not looking at what he's going to actually do. Anyway, so I'm digressing here. Let's get back to the article and look at his qualities. So the first one is, he says this, quote, there are really just four leadership qualities that are true must-have for great leaders, unquote. Okay, I don't believe this. I think that he's wrong just from the get-go that there's just four. Now, that being said, I don't think he's wrong in necessarily choosing particular qualities. I just don't think that this is I think he's incomplete. Let me put it like that. Okay, the first one is vision. And he says this, quote, the most successful business people of the modern era don't just sell products. Often they're motivated by a personal vision of how they'd like the world to be, according to trainer and fabulous body founder Akasha Seward. Quote, very successful people strive every minute of their day to turn their vision into reality, unquote. And he goes on to talk about how Bill Gates had a clear vision of a computer on every desk, and that money and fame are rarely the inspiration for great leaders, because they're really interested in making some achievement or making a difference or something along those lines. Okay, so as far as that goes, he's not wrong. It's not that they don't need a vision. They often do need a vision. The way he defines vision is a little incomplete in and of itself, let alone the incompleteness of the number or the particular items that he lists, because a vision is supposed to be something that is so compelling that it is driving people to that. It's not just, I have a vision that we're going to do X, and people are going, oh crap, I don't want to do X. Please don't tell us we have to do X, but you're the boss, so we have to do that. That's not vision. A vision should be a shared vision. Kuzes and Posner talk about this all the time. Vision is a shared vision between the leader and, I love their language, his constituents, not his followers, but his constituents. That puts it in a whole different relationship. Anyway, so vision is necessary. It's incomplete the way that he talks about it, but okay, let's move on. Number two is perseverance. Now remember, this is Entrepreneur Magazine, so I think that probably sings more to this particular crowd than otherwise. And perseverance is not a bad thing. He talks about how, great leaders are optimistic, how they're determined, how very often they fail more times than they succeed. In a couple of episodes, I'm going to be talking about a list that James Altucher gives. And he's failed at 17 businesses. Now, he started 20, failed at 17, and he's filthy rich. So, there's very often they fail more times than they succeed. That's okay. I mean, as long as you keep going. He talks about this quote, Alibaba founder is worth approximately $35 billion today, but he was rejected for 30 job opportunities in the past. This is Jack Ma, who he's talking about. Continuing the quote, Ma was passed over for jobs at KFC and with Chinese Police Academy, to name a few. Harvard University rejected his application 10 times. Most people would consider these rejections as a failure, but Ma persevered. Okay, well, that's good. Perseverance, it's one of those things like you have to have in order to keep going. And okay, that's good. Again, not the end all, but it's good. Okay, number three. Pragmatism. Here's a quote. Before I get to the quote, I don't really like the word pragmatic because it has certain philosophical baggage to go along with it. If you go back into the philosophy, there was a philosophy called pragmatism to differentiate it from other things. But I get what he's trying to say. Pragmatic is essentially that you're not an ideologue. You're willing to change course if necessary and work around whatever obstacles. Okay, so here's the quote. Pragmatic people are process-oriented and modest. They not only set goals and make realistic plans, they take action. Pragmatists create strategies and prepare contingency plans in case they face obstacles. Their modesty is a reflection of the knowledge that they can't do it all on their own. So what he described is good, but the modesty is not necessarily a part of pragmatic. You can be a real jerk and be pragmatic. You don't have to be modest, but modesty is a good one. And modesty, I mean, you can trace that back into Good to Great. Jim Collins found that the best leaders with a strong mix of humility and will. And so, I got to give them points for the modesty one, but that's not necessary. That doesn't necessarily flow from pragmatism. Pragmatism, as he defines it, working around plans is probably a good thing. I teach in my organizational change class that, we talk about strategic change and when we first start out dealing with strategic changes. But over time, that shifts. And you have to look at, many companies were not just strategic in the way that they operated, but they ran into some new opportunity and they said, what if we did that? And they shifted, they pivoted into some new opportunity and it changed. 3M, we think of most now for the Post-it note, right? But 3M is really the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company. I mean, it was in a whole different place than where it is right now when it started. And many organizations are like that. So they have to be realistic and change with the times and, in his words, be pragmatic. Again, pragmatism isn't the end goal. Now, the first three, I want to go back and talk about this. The first three are, I don't really have issues with. Vision, perseverance, and pragmatism, I don't have issues with. The fourth one now, I actually do. The fourth one is charisma. And he talks about, and a lot of people think that this is an absolute necessary, you have to be charismatic to be a leader. No, that's nonsense. Now, there are a lot of charismatic leaders, that's true, but you don't have to be charismatic. It's one of these things that is a very popular myth in society that you have to be charismatic, but there are plenty of introverts that just operate differently in the way that they lead. So all you introverts out there, be comforted by that thought. Okay, so charisma he defines as the ability to communicate a vision. Yes, you do need to be able to communicate, but it doesn't mean that you have to be like a people person and like being out there and just, draw strength from the crowd and people are just swooning in your presence. It doesn't have to be like that. He says this, that best-selling author Deep Patel believes that charisma means that you have storytelling ability, conviction, and empathy. Okay, generally those are good qualities for leaders to have, but it doesn't, it's not like he phrased this as the must-have qualities of leaders. You don't have to have charismatic traits in order to be successful. And so I'm going to take issue with this one. The capacity to share ideas, to engage an audience, they're all good, but they could be differently done, even if you're not terribly charismatic. It's an asset, I guess, but it doesn't mean that you know it's going to keep you from it. He concludes this way, quote, "The most charismatic leaders are empathetic. Their compassion and apparent caring draws others to them. This allows them to gain influence and gather even more people who are willing to help them turn their vision into reality," unquote. Okay, so yeah, I agree that you do need empathy, but that's not necessarily the same as charisma. So maybe it's the confusion of terms as part of the process. Okay, so three of the four terms, I think, are really, the three of the four qualities, I think, are really necessary. I think vision doesn't go far enough. I think perseverance is kind of we do need that. Pragmatism, I would call something else, but he's basically on point. And charisma, you don't need to be charismatic. It helps, but you do need to be able to communicate if you're going to lead. Now, I've seen leaders who have been able to communicate still in their introvert strength just by the way that they very subtly work through other people to manage things, or by the way that they keep their time or their hours or whatever, so it doesn't, they're not completely drained, and you can still lead from whichever position you're in, and that's okay. Okay, so I wanted to go over these four, and I wanted to give some comment on it. He had the four must-have leadership qualities. Now, are most of them good? In fact, you know, the fourth one's not bad if you change it a little bit from charisma to, you know, you have to have the ability to communicate. But I want to talk about this today because, you know, when you read Forbes and Entrepreneur and other magazines like that, these are written to a specific, like, let's go make it happen kind of crowd. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about a very different article. I'm going to review an article in Harvard Business Review, and that article is the most important leadership competencies according to leaders around the world. Now, there's going to be a significant difference between this article and that article, and the primary difference there is that this one is written to this popular audience, and that one is surveying CEOs to see what CEOs have to say and why they have to say it. So that'll be interesting to see in contrast to what we saw today. Again, I'm not bashing this guy. I think he's identified three out of the four are really good. Fourth is possibly good if you shape it a little bit, and it's not. It's just that it's incomplete. So there's more that needs to be said. And if we're in my classroom, we'd be unpacking it this way. Okay, so here's the quotation for contemplation. It comes from Dennis Waitley, who said, "You must continue to gain expertise, but avoid thinking like an expert." Okay, folks, that's all that I have today. This was the four must-have leadership qualities. Stay tuned and listen to The Leader Smith more often, because there are more must-have leadership qualities, and you need to understand them if you want to be the kind of leader that you want to follow.